Okay, let's begin. Hakdama Yudches called Mechatze Chakla, which means cutting, harvesting from the garden. So, what does that even mean? So, Yudches. So it begins in the Hakdama Yudches now. Ata Reis Ladas, that you should be aware. Tachlis Avodas Adam, the objective, the point of our work in this world is lezakeh es gufo, to cleanse, to purify our body, ad shi'airu alav chamisha chelkin nishmaso. To the point where all five levels that we discussed last week, the five elements of the neshama, are all cleansed. V'ata nevar eich, now we're going to explain how, aideza yis'ala ha'adam l'sharsho, shemimenu nechtzva nishmaso. We're going to describe how a person can elevate himself, elevate his neshama back to its source, back to its root, from where it was taken. The neshama comes from a place in the higher world, the higher echelons, upper echelons of the spheros. It's called Eitz Chaim. This is the tree of Kadosh above. That you have to realize that the spiritual tree, the tree above, is the complete opposite of a physical tree that we have in this world. He explained, what does that mean? Ki ha'ilan ha'gashmi, the physical tree, ha'sharash shilamata, the roots we know are in the bottom. Ba'aretz, in the ground. Aleha ha'etz v'hanafim, and on top of it is the actual tree and the branches. V'aperos heim milamal, and the fruit are on the top. Aval b'ilan ha'ruchani, the spiritual tree that we speak of, hu lehepech, it's the opposite, whereby ha'sharash Va'ikar hu lamala, where the roots and the source is really on top, and lamati menu, and coming down are the eight ba'nafim, the tree and the branches come downwards. Va'peros heim lamata, and the fruit are the lowest part of this spiritual tree. Ki ha'aretz hi kamo mare, the ground is like a mirror. Shiro and hakol hefech, everything is the opposite, both in the lahalan. So when you look at yourself, everything is the opposite, so too, up and down, top and bottom, Ruchani and Gashmi are the complete flip side of each other. So he explains the different elements of the Ilan HaRuchani. Hasharish HaIlan, the roots of the tree, whose sphere is Bina. That's a Bina, which is very high level. It's not as high as Keser Chachma, but the Bina is where the roots begin of the tree above. Vishamhu Hasharish HaNeshamos, and that's where the source of all Neshamos come from. They begin to be created from the roots. Kamosha Kosovit says in the Pasuk in Eov, Vinishmas Shakai Tivinam. Tivinam Lashon Abina, that the neshama comes from a place of Bina. So that's the roots, those are the highest parts of the tree. There on top. Sheneshama Haklalis Mikabelas Chelek HaNeshama Mesfiras Bina. The general neshamos, they all come from Bina. So the neshama comes from Bina, it comes from the Shorash, it comes from the roots, it comes from the highest part of the tree. And then from there, he continues on page Shin Tezai now, the Gufil, and then the tree, the actual major part of the tree, Ha'ilan Ha'ino 8, Hu Sfiras Tferes. So then from the Bina comes down the Tferes, Ha'nikra Amuda Dem Tzi'usad, which is referring to the middle pillar. That's the Tferes, that's the main part of the tree. U'misham Mikabel Sanshama Chelek HaRuach. Yeah, the trunk. And that's from where the Ruach comes. And Anfe Ilan, the branches of the tree, where it begins to sprout out now, Heim Sfiras Malchus, that's the lower part of the Sfiros. So these are the elements of the neshama, the ruach, and the nefesh that come from Bina, Tiferes, and Malchus, or in terms of the tree, the Sharish, the Gufa Ilan, and the Anfe Ilan. This is the tree above from where the neshama comes. So the branches now that are on the bottom of this upward, upside down spiritual tree, the Malchus is the branch, also called the field, the Sada. Hanikres Chakal Tapuchim Kadishin, the field of the holy apples, if you will. Shibasocha Gedalim Yotum Neshamos Had Nigmaros Mechamisha Chalkem. So as the Neshamas work its way down the tree, from the roots, the Bina, down to the eight itself, the Ruach, and eventually to the Malchus, they begin to develop into fruits and begin to ripen. Vehem Hema Peros Ha'ilam, and eventually they turn into, they sprout and develop into full fruits. And those are what the neshamas are. And you pick the neshamas off the tree. The kasher rotsim b'shemayim lahorid neshama le'olm hazeh, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or the Bez Neshamal, decides that the neshama's time for the neshama to come down into this world, Miramis HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'malach Gavriel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, summons his the Gmalach Gavriel. She Yitlo She'eza Pri HaNikra Tapuach Meitz HaChayim Shebegan. He tells him to remove a certain fruit, a certain apple, a certain neshama. V'Hashem Yisbarach Moso B'yado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands it over to the Malach Gavriel. Modila le'eza ish yoridehu, and explains what this neshama is going to accomplish in this world. Ubehagila mata liyom hazeh mekabel levush av shoguf, and when it finally enters into the world, it takes on, it's enclosed by some physical body as a covering for the neshama, and that's how neshama comes into existence. Betafkid ha'adam b'olam hazeh, our objective in this world as a person is lasum lev el nishmaso, to place our mind, to have intent on our neshama, lahatzila melahavas yetzahara, to protect it from the burning desires of the yetzahara, b'chadei shalachar yitzias neshama min haguf tuchalachzor bli ikuv lemakara shemisham huchsafa. So whereby that this neshama could return back to its source untainted. It's going to be unaffected by the yetzahara. That's the ultimate goal, to put it back to where it came from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes it from the tree, he puts it down to this world, it lives, hopefully unaffected, and it's brought back to its original source. Shehu ha-makom ha-nikra Gan Eden, we put it back into Gan Eden, that's what means Gan Eden, it's a tree, it's a field, it's a garden up in Shemayim. She'aleha ne'mar ayin l'ra'asa lo'kim zolasach, no one ever saw the Gan Eden except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is exactly, this is where it comes from. If you take a look at the Os Yud, the footnote at the bottom right here, taking this mashal to, you know, to a real level, like everything in this world, you know, is there's a physical world, but it's really a mashal for what goes on in Shemayim. So we don't really know what it means, a tree and fruits of neshamas. It's just the only way we could really understand this. It's not really what it means. What it really means, I can't tell you. Again, ayin l'ra'asa l'kim z'lasecha, no one sort of other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But with this image in mind, this idea of fruits and trees and gardens, so he writes here, shemisham huchsafa, that was from where the neshama was removed. V'gam tzrichen l'spalel al ha'neshamos shekvar niftu me'olam hazeh. We also have to daven for those neshamas that have departed from this world already. Sheyizku gam heim maher l'tikunam lagiyo l'makor sharshem b'kodesh. They too, when they leave the world, they also have to go through various fixes to go back to its initial source. U'b'miyuchan, in particular, tzrichen l'spalel al zeh b'mei chodesh nisan. In particular, they're the most opportune time to daven for them. We should always daven for them and the tikkun, but certainly during Nisan. Why? Based smichas ha'ilanos, because that's when the trees begin to grow. So what that means, that's what it's talking about physically, that's when they grow. Spiritually, apparently also, again, I'm not sure what that really means, but that's this the mashal, it's always a lesson for what's going on in Shemayim. So the continues now and says, v'ofen avodas ish ha'yisraeli b'olam hazeh. So let's talk about, so what's our avoda? We just described where our neshama comes from. It comes from this spiritual tree. But what's our objective? How are we supposed to cleanse it? We started off the piece saying that our objective is to cleanse the neshama, to make sure the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama, ruach, and neshama, and nefesh, neshama, ruach, and nefesh, all of them stay clean. How do we accomplish this? So he explains, Ofen avodas isha ha'yisraeli b'olam hazeh, the goal of a Jewish person in this world is shayid yado, Tuchal ha-neshama lachzor l'mekora lach yitziyasa min aguf. That the neshama could return back to its source after it leaves the physical body. Hu lahalos es hanitzotzin hakadoshim shenaflu beis shviyasa kelim. We discussed in the past, Hakdama Dal, he tells us, the breaking of the kelim, where there's too much ore, the kelim couldn't handle them, so they shattered. But then there was hidden lights of sparks of kedushin, all those shviyas kelim, and we're trying to bring them all up. And that's what Weimer talks about often, about people who are broken. It's even the people who are the most broken, there's some nitzotz of kedusha, even though it's hard for us to see that sometimes. There's still sparks of kedusha that are inside them. We're trying to elevate them. So Shvi'as HaKelim exists, and it's our goal to find those hidden sparks of kedusha to elevate them, which are shochanin b'olam ha'asiyah, which are resting in the very physical world of asiyah. Shu Gematria Shechina, that's the same Gematria Shechina, which is the Gematria of 385. And Lahoros Shagam Shehi Olam Gashri, that granted that this is a very physical world, Im Kolzeh Shochen Nitzotz Or Hashem Yisbarach V'chol Davar Katan V'gadol. To tell us that even in the world of Gashri, even in the physical world, with all that, there are sparks of Kedushin everything that we do. Whether we'll go through each one, but whether it comes to eating and drinking and sleeping and working, all of that, no matter how big, no matter how small, there are sparks of Kedusha hidden everywhere. Umalchus b'chol mashallah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu reigns everywhere. Ubiyadia halazeh, with this awareness, yuchal laok meshchinta me'afra, we're able to elevate the Shechina even from the dust, from the dirt, even from the lowest place in the world, the biggest schmutz. We know where there's, you know, great kedusha, there's great schmutz, and even at places that's full of the dirtiest place in the world, there's a Shechina that can be elevated. Now, who could do that? That's another story. Who has the ability to go into such crazy and scary places? But the objective in this world is to pick up all the broken pieces of the Shriyas Kalim. Hainu, lahalos nitzotz havaya meshbalasa, to elevate the sparks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, from its humble places. V'yuchalasos kol ha'inyanim hagashmin l'shem shemayim. And we're able to perform every type of physical act in this world with the Shem Shemayim. We're going to discuss some of the kavanas a person should have, not really sophisticated kavanas, but the different intents a person should have when doing acts of Gashmi. So let's see. Ubizer yisalu nitzotzei hakadosha l'shorasham b'kodesh v'zeh tikunam. What we have to try to accomplish is, by everything physical, having the proper intention, which again, nothing complicated, to do everything l'shem shemayim, we're able to then elevate the various sparks of kedusha that are hidden in the most physical places in the world. V'tzadikim ha'oskim b'tikun elu, hanitzotzin ha'kedoshim, those tzadikim who are able to be osik in such a world of fixing and finding these hidden sparks, nikram b'shem machtei chakal. They're referring to the people who are kotzer from the field, able to cut down the fruits, to remove all the fruits that are hidden, just like we cut down the fruits from the Ilan Haruchani, the spiritual tree. They're able to go into this world and remove the fruits that are hidden and put them back up. Sheperushei ov de hasader, they're the workers of the field. Hakavana, shezochen ayidei avodasam, l'ktor peros. So through their work, through their holy work, they're able to cut off fruit. Vashbos tovos me'asadeh el yona, and to find all the great influences, the hashba from the world above, from the field above, sheshchina hakadosh hanikres chakal tepuchim kadishin, that they're able to find in the field of holy apples, if you will, to find the shchina everywhere. Ubezem achzirin hanitzotzin hakadoshim shenaflu ba'klipos el hashchina, and that's how we're able to return all the sparks of kedusha in the klipos, in the world, the dirty world that we live in. You can return it back to the place of shchina, and that's why in Hasidus it's so important that, you know, what we've discussing in the, at least the Sunday morning shirim, how working masa matan is not a bidyevit, it's very much lechachil, because it's a hard world, it's a very physical world, it's a world of money, it's a world of honor, a world of everything, all the different taivas, but those who are able to handle such a world with shemayim and to do everything he should be doing as a yid, you're able to bring up and elevate all those nitzotzos of kedusha. The tzrichin leida, we have to know, Shavoda hazos, this particular work, eino midas chasidus, kamo shechoshim ha'olam. It's not midas chasidus, not make all, only for the chasid does this, only for those who are above and beyond. It's not a midas chasidus. Elehi halacha mufureshes b'shulchan aruch. This is a very clear halacha, it's straightforward in the shulchan aruch to do such a content. What does that mean? Shekol kavanosav yu l'shem shemayim. It's very simple. The Mechaber tells in Shulchan Aruch that a person, everything he or she does, should be l'shem shemayim. Black and white, clear in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Mechaber, these are the words of the Mechaber, straight from the Shulchan Aruch. Amru Chacham, the Chacham tell us, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. Everything you do should be l'shem shemayim. Shafilu hayat tzameh v'rayv, if you're thirsty, you're hungry. Im achal v'shasel ha'nasa, ain't a meshubach. If you eat because you're thirsty, or you drink because you're thirsty, you eat because you're hungry, and that's not the highest level. Ella yiskaven sheyochal v'yishta kafi chayuso lavo desbar. You should think, I'm going to eat so that I could serve Hashem better. I should drink so that I could serve Hashem better. Ukamokein b'sheina, when you go to sleep, yiskaven laseis sheina le'enav. You should have in mind to, you know, sleep. Ulugufo manucha, to allow your eyes, to allow your body to rest. Letzorach habrios shelo tichav daitam b'torah machmas minius hashena. Because I know I can't learn the next day. I know I can't serve Hashem properly if I sleep. If I don't sleep. So I'm eating, drinking, and sleeping so that I could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. And that's clear in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, granted, he added a lot more flavor to this in terms of where the neshamas come from and returning the neshamas, granted. But in terms of the very straightforward kavana of having a mind when you eat and drink, that's a clear halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so let's go further now. Harei, what comes out from this is lecha shelecho apachos, at least zos hakavana tzar kol echad lechavin b'chol etziyos. At least this low level of kavana we should all have when we perform anything physical. Ubezeh hakavana yachal kol echad la'amur ban. This is something that every single simple Jew could do: is I'm eating so I could serve Hashem better. That's very simple. Praiseworthy those who could do more than that on the higher level of kavanas. And we'll go through, if you have a chance, if not today, next week, the other kavanas. I think we'll have time this week. There are other deeper kavanas, but even those are not so deep. But the most basic is, I'm eating so I could serve Hashem. That's all you have to do. Have that in mind. There should be hareini muchan. There should be one of those hareini muchan before we eat and drink. We don't say those. I'm sure they exist. Unfortunately, there's no like sefer we're reading from. There's no machzer we're saying, you know, shaking lulav. We don't sit down with that in front of us. But it should be very simple. Just having mind to eat so I could serve Hashem. V'zehu. That's all. Aval mi she'eino oseh kein, those who don't do this. V'oseh eiza siya im koach hashchina hamunechaz ba. And they do whatever act they do with the shchina. Shelo l'shem bara. They're eating, not having an awareness of l'shem shemayim. Rak l'shem taiva. They want to eat because they're hungry. They're having a nice piece of steak because they're hungry. Azayap hifrid chayes halokis hashochenes ba min hadavar ho. By you eating and not having that simple kavana, you're in essence extracting the kedusha, the godliness in this piece of meat, from elevating it. Ki bekavanaso hagashmis. With the kavana, the physical kavana, hifsik is etzem hadavar mechayes halokis hashachanes ba. You've just now separated, you've detached any of the kedusha that rests in this piece of meat, in this piece of bread, in this drink of water, this coffee. V'garm lahorid nitzol tashchina shebesoch latoch hashvir. And that causes to bring down the nitzol, the kedusha, to an even further place, a harder place. I'm just thinking right now, you know, I don't drink coffee, but people do drink coffee, and it's a Jewish thing to wake up in the morning and drink coffee. But that now, just imagine now what's going on. Why are you drinking coffee right now? So you can wake up and learn right now. So in essence, even though you may not have said that or may not even thought of that, it's implicit that you're drinking a coffee while you're learning in the morning is in essence to help you learn. So you've just accomplished this kavana of I'm drinking coffee to wake me up so that I can learn better. That's a very simple kavana a person could do, and you just elevated all the nitzotos in the coffee. Now, what that means, I have no idea what that means. I really don't. I don't know what that means to elevate nitzotos and put it back to the trees and the fruits, but it's something that's very, very powerful, and it's a straight Shulchan Aruch, which he just added more time to it.
How does it work when the food itself has, leave over?
Well, the dugma.
It doesn't include overeating, though, right? Because some of the tefillah, I'm not joking. Some of the tefillah say I should only
I'm not
eat
sure. Yeah.
What my nefesh needs or my neshama needs.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not sure. Well, the dugma in it, there is an element of a certain great tzaddik in the times of Gemara who would eat everything. He would wipe out all the karbanos, and he was like a heavy guy, big guy.
Rabbi, and
Rabbi Yochanan was a heavy guy also, but there's another one who they would praise him that he would eat so much of the karbanos.
Yeah.
So a person's such a high level, there's such a concept to it. In terms of health, it's not so healthy. Back then, overweight was considered something that was healthy, was considered attractive, it was considered a guy who was a healthy individual. Nowadays, we have a very different perspective, and it's probably because we don't have the ability to eat with kavanas. But if you have the ability to eat kavanas, I'm not suggesting to do this. There's also another Gemara that talks about the kohanim would have a very little piece of the food, and they'd be satisfied as well. So there's yesh v'yesh. I don't know enough about this world. But on a very simple level, just a person who eats the Shem Shemayim, you've just elevated some nitzotzos of Kedusha in such a way that it's beyond my understanding, but it's something that the tzaddikim do speak of.
I wonder if a person says l'chaim before saying l'chaim, if that elevates it in a way, because they're doing it in a way a little bit like a chavirim or saying l'chaim to each other.
It could be, yeah. I mean, the Pashup Shah, they say l'chaim is, of course, to make sure there's no poison. That's what they speak about. You have the glasses hit each other and the champagne mixes, and if mine was poison, not your poison. That's the real Pashup Shah that they say. But I imagine Panimius, you're probably correct. L'chaim is a good way to, elevate, give Elohim chaim of some sort to the totes, maybe, yeah. Okay, so then he writes in this next paragraph here. Uladugma b'inyan hachila. For example, let's talk about, he's talking about in general all types of physical acts. Every act, no matter how physical it might be, whether it's relationships, whether it's sleeping, whether it's working, whether it's eating. So he's going to give an example with regards to eating, but this applies to every area of gashmi. Kasher ha'adam ochel eiz ha'maychel. When a person eats food, nasa mechelek ha'gashmi shebo, dam mechelek ha'nosin lo, chayis v'koach. It adds, it turns all the physical elements of it into some life. So there's that which is, you know, the physical part, the blood and the fat, which gives a person life. And then there's the ruchni, the spiritual aspect, which elevates the nitotot. So the im, if a person has in mind, the im ein machavin lechavana hanizkar, v'ocharak l'shem taiva. Person eats with a simple, with zero intent. He just eats because he's hungry. He eats because it looks good, it smells good, it tastes good. He has just a taiva in mind. Then nislach lech ha'maychel b'levush metuav. This food now has just been enveloped with disgust and dirt and to'eva. As if a person's stomach was just destroyed, as if the food just passed right through your body and you had no hana from it, no, you enjoyed it maybe going down, but it didn't give you any spiritual, it didn't give you any of the benefits of eating. As a person who, let's say, has, he's allergic to certain food, the milk goes to the system, so the body doesn't take any of the enzymes, any of the chemicals or whatever, the different benefits of it, the nutrients of it, it goes right to the system. So a person eats without any spiritual kavana, it goes right to the system, it's matuav and it's niskalkil. Kimokin, zeha adam she'enu mechavin kavana tova. That's the same when a person doesn't have kavana in a spiritual way of eating food, the beis achil while he eats. Ein lo shim to'elas miruchnias ha'maychel. He has no spiritual benefits if he eats simply for taiva. Va'kol nofel ha'shvir. Everything just falls and breaks even further. Ki ha'kavana she'ena tova megaresh u'mashbu lamat es or ha'ein sov baruchu. A improper kavana, a lack of kavana, just brings it down, it divorces it, it sets it aside, it lowers it, this Or Ein Sof, this infinite Kedusha, HaShochem Ba, V'nishar Guf Yavesh Mibli Chayas. And now the physical body, the meat, the food, is just dry without any spiritual strength. And Ulam, he finishes off saying now, I wanted to get to three kavanas here, I don't know if we have time because you have to go daven. But Ulam, he writes, Kasher Isha Yisraeli, Osas Yosav, when a Jewish person does the acts, L'shmo Yisbarach, T'shem Shemayim, V'yodeya V'zocher, V'tamid Shebesoch, Kol Davar Shochen, Or Yishem Yisbarach. Now, today's going to be easy for us. Well, not today. Probably the next thing we have, maybe, it'll be easy for us to think of this idea. By lunchtime, we'll probably forget this concept. But if you just try, just for today, I don't think this when I eat. I wish I did. It's very easy to do. I wish I had a reminder to think, I'm eating this L'shem Shemayim. If you have that intention, then you're able to take that which is shochen, that which rests, the ore that rests in the food, as I bezem achshava, with that thought, humal es ha'shchina ha'me'ir ba'olam ha'asir, you're able to take the shchina that enlightens the world of asir, which is the world that we find ourselves in, shehi malchus, which is the lowest world, the teferis, it elevates it to the world of teferis, if you remember the different levels, benasi yichud kuchibruchu v'shchinta, you've now connected the shchina and kuchibruchu. Kuchibruchu is the teferis, shchina is the malchus, by you having the kavana, I'm eating it to l'shem shemayim, you've just elevated the shchina, the malchus of that food, and you connect it to Kadosh Baruch, whatever that means, in this particular food. So, you know what? Those who need to daven can go daven. I'm not going to, no one has to be forced to stay, obviously. But those who could stay, I'm going to read just quickly Osha Tess here. If you have to run, don't feel bad at all. If not, feel free to do this on your own, because we did finish the piece here. But I just wanted you to have in mind the three different kavanas. I may even say them outside. Osha Tess here, he talks about the three kavanas. So the end of the first paragraph, it says, Aval kavana rishona pshuta, very simple kavana one should have. The simplest kavana is that lios mishum shekach ha-tviya Hashem Yisbarach ha-sa-olam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the nature of the world, shayidei achil of shtiya, by a person eating and drinking, yeh lanu koach la'asas kol tzarchenu. Just to have strength to work, to serve Hashem. I eat so I could have strength. I sleep so I could have strength. That's the first kavana pshuta. The next level, a person wants to graduate to a more sophisticated kavana. Hakavana shniyahi, the second kavana, is lachavein lahalos hanitzotze kedusha timunu b'maychol, to somehow elevate the sparks of kedusha that are in the food. That's all. I mean, I don't know how this works. I don't know. I don't see any nitzotos, but I know I have emuna bitachon that there's nitzotos here. My second kavana is wherever they are, whatever they are, I'm having kavana that I'm going to elevate these sparks of kedusha, and that's all. I don't have to understand how it works, but that's the second kavana. And the third kavana, the next paragraph, and we'll finish with this, ulam yesh od kavana shlishis amukum yizeh. There's even a deeper kavana. Now, you should know there are even deeper kavanas than these. I don't know them. But the tzaddikim have deeper kavanas of shemus Hashem, I'm sure, of elevating things much higher than we're able to comprehend. But at least on our level, a third and deeper form of kavana is lashbia l'chol b'nei Yisrael shefa kodesh. By our eating, somehow, it's able to mashbia to klaisa around us. I don't know how this works. He didn't explain the mechanics of this. The nitotas, I understand a little bit. You're just elevating the broken kalim. I don't know how this works, that by me eating, it's being mashbia to the to klaisa, but...
You fight them over.
But there, yeah, I'm sure that's a big thing, for sure. But one of the things it said earlier in the footnote Gimel, the Rashi Teva Shefa stands for Sharesh Peros and Anafim. We spoke of the tree in the beginning, the roots, and the tree itself, and the branches. So somehow when I'm eating, to mashpia to everyone else, it's somehow bridging the tree together, this tree ruchni, the ilan ruchani, for all of Kaisel to be enhanced. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue next week. Sorry for the overtime.
Does the bracha count?